Tov Havarim. I was preparing for this tonight, today, and thinking about how day after day we all come to this, thousands of us come to the lesson. And why? What is it that draws us? It's we have the same desire. We have one goal. We are here to sit at Rav's feet, to learn about the Creator, to merge into each other's hearts. And there's no place I'd rather be. And I know there's no place you would rather be than here in the connection with all of our friends. If I miss a lesson, if I miss a connection, I feel it. I really do. But it's an amazing thing that happens when we connect and we feel each other's desires. We are living an amazing time. We are part of the last generation. And I feel so fortunate to be a part of such a society, unlike any other group in the world, who is really seeking a higher purpose, adhesion with the Creator. Thank you all.
Yes, friends, what a privilege to be here. Every evening we have an opportunity to unite with the friends. They have a huge desire to connect. We come and get ready all day long for the lesson, just to be together, just to ask. You can feel the friends' desire, how much they want to connect. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. So let's go into the huge lesson with the huge friends and feel the desire, feel love, and feel the Creator between us. And support each other, because there's nothing else to do besides connect with the friends. And this we take from Rav. We feel it from Rav. So let's go into the lesson with joy and, if possible, in it with dancing.
How to give, to give. And we'll read an excerpt from Rabash. As the issue of love of friends is where each person in the group, besides having a desire of his own, acquires desire from the friends. And this is a great asset that can be obtained only through love of friends. However, one should take great care not to be among friends who have no desire to examine themselves, the basis of their work, whether it is to bestow or to receive, and see if they are doing things in order to reach the path of truth, which is the way of nothing but bestowal.
Active workshop question. How can we acquire desires from our friends in order to be in one intention during the lesson? Again, how can we acquire desires from our friends in order to be in one intention during the lesson?
First of all, we had a very good preparation for the lesson. We felt the deficiency of each of the friends to come to the lesson, to draw reforming light together. We don't understand that. Now we understand that we have a common intention, and we feel the friends' hearts and the whole world clear too, and we understand that we want to attain the same goal together. So we should think that we're not alone at the lesson, but there is a huge desire of the whole world clear together to attain the goal, and that's our intention.
Yeah,
after such a preparation, you can feel the warmth of the hearts of the friends and the worldly. And that's how we acquire the desire of all the friends, in order to be in one intention, to reach the truth.
First of all, we had a very good preparation when we were preparing the vessel from last night. And today, in the 15 minutes of reading the excerpts, we became incorporated in each other's desires. A very good preparation.
On the one hand, deficiency is important, it's the clear. On the other hand, we have to be in wholeness. And Rabash writes, only one thing, love of friends and connection. We are different than one another, but we are in the same intention. That's what we have to pay attention to.
Right. By asking the Creator for His power, for His quality of love of friends. By this, we unite in the ten, in the group, throughout the lesson.
We
have a common basis, a common foundation, and that is the point of annulment, where we all want to dissolve in the ten, and as a ten in the world clay.
And each friend restricts himself and dives into the center point of the center of the ten, where he's not in his own desire, but in the desires of the ten. From that middle point, we have to be one common desire.
In this way, we're like a cell in the general body. We enter and we connect with this general body, which is all the tens around the world. They all want to enter the lesson, be together, be truly in the direction of connection and desire to connect an element of each one and to become a kli to through which to pass the light.
Dear Creator, thank you for giving us a society that is both great in quality and quantity. Thank you, and may you continue to allow us to stay focused on this great society as a means of adhering to you. Please help us to reach the path of truth, where we learn bestowal by holding on to love of friends as 110. May we feel the deficiency of our friends and realize that only in being connected to them can we raise a true deficiency with which you will give the segula. Please let us be a conduit between you and the world and make this goal of raising mind for your contentment the most important matter in our lives.
Thank you.